Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said France and Germany might be called upon to help in Iraq. The comment marked a turning point in relations with the two countries that he disparaged before the war as part of old Europe. France was the only country opposing the war targeted for diplomatic punishment by the Bush administration. But if that punishment is lessening, the French are not repentant, and their conditions for helping in Iraq may not please everyone in Washington. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Journalists questioning Jacques Chirac during his traditional Bastille Day interview last week tried to get him to talk about the political troubles of President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair. They asked the French president if he thought Washington and London had exaggerated the threat of alleged Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Chirac smiled grandly, but said it wasn't up to him to judge. He even seemed to forgive Donald Rumsfeld for his old Europe jibe at France and Germany, all while suggesting that Paris considered itself Washington's equal.
There are always politicians who say things that are a bit over the top. But that doesn't change anything in our real relations. With the President of the United States, I have always maintained the right kind of relationship, one based on cooperation and not subordination.
If Chirac is sounding confident, it may be because he feels he was right all along on Iraq. The French president and his diplomats long warned in the run-up to the war that winning would be the easy part. Now American troops are the target of daily guerrilla attacks as Iraqi disenchantment and anger grow. But Marie Mastupri, the spokeswoman at the foreign ministry, says France doesn't feel vindicated.
No, certainly not. We know the situation is quite difficult, and we are now all of us facing a new situation in the region. And this is the basis on which we are working and thinking.
What the French are thinking about is transferring the responsibility for the political transition in Iraq from the U.S. and Britain to the United Nations. They say they won't answer American calls to send troops to Iraq without a U.N. mandate. François Eisbourg, the director of the Strategic Research Foundation in Paris, says France is a desirable partner in Iraq because it has a good army and lots of peacekeeping experience, and that unlike some of America's allies from Secretary Rumsfeld's New Europe now scrambling to deploy in Iraq, the French can actually pay their way. But Eisbourg says that doesn't mean they will go under any conditions.
It is simply not imaginable to have the Germans or the French acting as auxiliaries to the American occupation troops. We don't want body bags any more than the Americans do. The Americans chose to go into this mess. We have not chosen to go into the mess of occupation duty. I think the French and the Germans are ready to run risks in order to help facilitate a political transition. I don't think they're ready to run risks as occupiers.
And while French officials deny they are gloating, Eisbourg says there is a danger they are doing so in private. He calls on the French to be magnanimous in American victory.
But this is indeed part of the problem. I mean, the French certainly are not operating on the basis of we made a big mistake and now let's do something different. The French are operating on the basis we were right at the time, and subsequent events have proven that we were even more right than we thought we were. And there has been collateral damage on the way, and we have to repair the collateral damage. But it's collateral damage. It's not the core of the policy which was wrong.
The collateral damage Eisbourg is talking about is punitive diplomatic steps taken by Washington against France for its opposition to the war. For example, French military officers were recently disinvited to some meetings with their American counterparts. But Eisbourg predicts such punishment will quickly end because France and the United States do so much together in other areas, such as peacekeeping in Afghanistan and the Balkans, as well as fighting terrorism. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.